USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden unveiled his infrastructure plan on Wednesday, a $2.25 trillion proposal that includes provisions for improvements in transportation, water systems, broadband access, and job training. In order to pay for it, the president is also proposing a hike in the corporate tax rate from 21% up to 28%. But some say that funding the plan with tax hikes will ultimately hurt American workers. Neil Bradley is the executive vice president of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and tells Fox News that raising the corporate tax rate will make American companies less competitive and cost the country jobs.
You may be able to pay for this with the massive tax increases that have been proposed, but they're going to make U.S. companies much less competitive. It will make the American tax code less competitive than it was internationally, even during the Obama administration. And all of that means fewer American jobs.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court struck down Governor Tony Evers' mask mandate on Wednesday, saying that he overstepped his authority when he issued an extension of the order after the state legislature had voted to repeal the original one. Wisconsin joins a number of other states who have pulled back on their public health efforts against COVID-19 in recent weeks, something Dr. Anthony Fauci says will delay our recovery from the virus. The White House's chief medical advisor tells CNN that with accelerating vaccination rates, we just need to hold on a little bit longer to achieve the needed protection against the virus.
Every day that goes by, we get closer and closer to a greater degree of protection. So now is just not the time to pull back and declare premature victory. It's just not the time. Hang in there a bit longer. We're going to get through this. As more people get vaccinated, there's going to be a greater umbrella of protection over society. That's why we're saying over and over again, just hang on, continue to do the public health measures, and then we could pull back later when we get a greater degree of protection from the vaccines.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
President Biden unveiled his infrastructure plan on Wednesday, a $2.25 trillion proposal that includes provisions for improvements in transportation, water systems, broadband access, and job training. But critics say there are provisions in the bill that have nothing to do with infrastructure and don't justify the bill's price tag. Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis says the president may use this bill to get other measures through that would otherwise face stiff resistance. The New York Republican tells Newsmax TV that the need for infrastructure improvement comes from years of local and state governments squandering tax money meant to pay for things like roads and bridges.
But then, of course, there are a lot of other things that we're trying to get more details on. You know, it seems that they are trying to perhaps pass a transportation infrastructure bill and using that as a guise to sort of pass a climate change bill, perhaps a Green New Deal bill. And I believe, look, improving our aging infrastructure is something that needs to be done. It should have always been done over the last several decades to keep up with population growth, with economic growth, with modernization, technology, all of that. But the thing is that's what the taxpayers' money should actually be going toward. Instead, we see that government, particularly governments like our local city and state government, has spent money on all sorts of other things, created unnecessary programs, have just wasted and squandered the people's money, and now we're desperate for infrastructure investment and an injection from the federal government.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.